What's up, family? Welcome to Speak, because today's show, it is epic. Grab your loved ones, bring them in tight. Turn your volumes up, make sure the bottoms of your feet are on the ground, because this show is about to be special, in large part because of the special game we got this weekend. History is being played on Monday night. Niners, Ravens, but let me tell you about the details of this game. Two best teams with the two best records. Only three times in the history of football have we seen the best team in the AFC face the best team in the NFC in December or later. Three times in history. I'll tell you what that meant in a moment. Not only are they the best teams, they're led by the best quarterbacks. As it pertains to MVP odds, Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, number one, number two, top two best quarterbacks as it pertains to MVP odds. So we're looking at the best teams and we're looking at the best quarterbacks. But it gets better, y'all. It gets better. It's the gift-giving season. How about the quarterbacks of the defense? These are the two all-pro linebackers that are playing this year. Fred Warner, you already know what time it is there. But how about Roquan Smith, highest paid linebacker in football? Y'all, best teams. Best quarterbacks of the defense. Can it get better? Well, remember that cliffhanger I gave y'all about 45 seconds ago? Let me tell you why this game matters. Back in 1977, Broncos, Cowboys, best team in AFC, best team in NFC. It was a Super Bowl preview. Cowboys would go on to win. Then 2005, Seahawks, Colts, best team in AFC, best team in NFC. The Seahawks would go on to win that Super Bowl, but oh, it gets better because right now, Niners, Ravens, best team in AFC. America, best team in NFC. So what does this game mean? At a minimum, one of these two teams will go to the Super Bowl. And at a maximum, we might just be witnessing a Super Bowl preview before our very eyes. Heading to the desk, 2-5, you look good. You look drafted. Wow, yeah. You look good. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm saying with the number one pick. Sean, Shady McCoy, Pittsburgh.
I'll let you, big dog. You look good, but I need you to do me one better. Far end James Jones, Super Bowl champ. My dog, Joy Taylor, the brilliant, the one and only. Shady, if the Niners look good and the Niners win, what would that mean? Let's talk about it. It's the biggest game.
It means that the Niners, without a doubt, they're the best team in football, and they will. I hate to say it. We'll be in the Super Bowl. They that good. So if they win this game, I think you're going against one of the top defenses in football with the Ravens.
Yes, sir.
We talk about Brock Purdy, how well he plays, his poise, his accuracy, his toughness, his leadership, all the other supporting cast from wide receivers to linemen to tight ends and et cetera, going against the Ravens defense. I want to see it. The Niners can't win if the offense doesn't play well. I think that the Ravens offense would be good. Lamar Jackson and his supporting cast, they're getting better every week. But this Niners defense is really good.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to do a good job against them. I think it all comes down to the Ravens defense against the Niners offense. And if they win this game and they play well, we got to give them boys some credit.
Woo!
And I hate to say it, but Brock Purdy might be the MVP.
MVP.
Especially if Tyreek Hill doesn't ball out.
That's back. Starting to show off.
He could.
I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
He's doing the job. James Jones, do your job. What would a win for the Niners mean, big dog?
Well, I got circled. Nothing. I got circled. Nothing. And the reason why I say nothing, the Cowboys came in there 3-1. The Niners said, bop, bop, go on home. Beat down. They went into the link. Favored. On the road against a 10-1 Philadelphia Eagles team. Bop, bop. Beat down. Came in all black. Got up out of there. So, for me, if the Niners go out here and they handle business because they 5.5-point favorites at home and they handle business. And let's say they beat down the Baltimore Ravens. We surprised? This is what they've been doing. It's not going to show nothing to me because they've been beating down really good teams with really good quarterback. Dak Prescott for the MVP. Jalen Hurts, when they played him, in the MVP conversation. And they beat all them boys down. So for me, if they beat the Ravens down at home, it will mean nothing to me for the 49ers because this is what they've been showing.
I'm going to get to that in a moment, Shady, but Joy, answer the question of what a Niners win would mean first.
It would mean that they're the great team this year.
The great
team. We all think that they're the best team this year. They've played like the best team. They have the quarterback playing at the highest level. They've been the most consistent. They have a great defense. They have a great offense. They got great special teams. They have multiple MVP candidates in the conversation. But this would answer the question for me because they have beaten really good teams. They've beaten them badly.
Terribly. Oh, God.
But this is a different time of the year. This is December football. This is the best team in the AFC with the best defense in the league. as great as the Niners defense is. So this is, to me, not only their biggest test, but will tell the most about them. And all season long, I've said and felt that I haven't really felt like there's a true great team this year. Every team has some question marks about them, something that they could get better at, something that they need to be more consistent at, something, some answers that they need to give us. And it feels like the Niners are that great team, and this would answer that question for me.
Very, very true. The Niners would have beaten the NFC East leader, whether it's the Cowboys or the Eagles. They would have beaten the AFC South leader in the Jags. Mm. And they would have beaten the AFC North leader being the Ravens.
But not even close.
Not even close.
That's true.
And the NFC South, excuse me, leader as well in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to your point, not close. You beat the Cowboys 42-10. Mm. You beat the Eagles 42-19. Mm. You beat the Jags 34-3. Mm. And you beat the Bucks 27-14. These aren't football games,
no,
y'all.
No,
these games are over halfway through the third quarter. But Shady, you said something that perked my interest. I got to do the viewers justice and bring it up. You would say, you said you'd be surprised if the Niners beat down the Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be surprised if they blow the Ravens out. It's the, that's what they do. The Ravens like this type of game. We're going to play physical, too. That's oh, y'all bullies? Oh, cool. Because we bullies, right? You right? You want to run the ball? Oh, wait, wait. We want to run the ball. Yeah. Oh, you want to stop the run? Dang. Wait, we want to stop the run. So when you look at the matchup, right, and I do think the Niners are more of a complete team, but as far as blowing them out and all the bullying they've been doing, nah, this is what they've been doing. Mm. And the one thing about the Ravens, I will say this, even with Harbaugh, they've been playing like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been bullies, mm-hmm. right? We might lose, might win, but we for this type of game. It'll be hard to see the Ravens get blown out.
Yeah.
I just can't see it.
I agree with that. We'll get into the nuances of it later. But let's see the Ravens win for a moment. Because we keep talking about the Niners winning, rightfully so. 5.5-point favorites. That is wild, America. Again, the biggest game of the year is the game that we are talking about. Let's see the Ravens win. What would that mean? Say Lamar Jackson and the Ravens get it done. What's the win for the Ravens?
Well, first of all, I'm a man of respect. I'm a man of honor. I'll be the first one to say, I apologize. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Lamar Jackson, I love you. Yeah. I apologize, bro. I should have took your Ravens team more serious. I'm going to talk to my producers. Yo, we owe Lamar Jackson and Ravens an apology. You know why? Because we had to talk about them all year.
True.
Yeah. We don't talk about the Ravens.
Very true.
At all. And we should. Yep. Because they've been winning good games. They've been playing good football on both sides of the ball. And we will owe them that apology. And I will say this. They are the best team in the AFC. Mm-hmm. But some people may doubt it. Like, oh, they're good. Maybe the Ravens. Probably Ravens. No, ain't no probably. They are.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, well said. Well said. Well said. Yeah. Joy Taylor, Lamar Jackson, they get it done. They win. They shock at least the football world and the Vegas world. What would that win mean?
Well, it wouldn't shock me if the Ravens win. It would shock me if they got blown out. But if they do win, I think it means that everyone's closer than we think.
Mm-hmm.
We are putting a lot of respect on the Niners, which they've earned. But to Shady's point, we don't talk about the Ravens the way we talk about the Niners.
Right.
And they are the best team in the AFC. They got a lot of good wins, too. There are 7-2 against winning teams this season. Mm-hmm. That's the best in the NFL. They beat down the Texans 25-9. They beat down the Browns 28-3. They beat down the Lions. Woo!
Beat them down.
38-6.
That was ugly.
Beat the Bengals 34-20. Beat the Jags 23-7. They got some nice wins on their resume, too. But we don't talk about them the way that we talk about the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
So this would mean to me that everyone's a lot closer than we think, because we do feel that the Niners are head and shoulders above everyone else. They're the more complete team.
Yeah.
The offense looks better. The defense looks amazing.
Well.
They got coached well. All good things. Good, 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 good. Even excuses for the losses. But we don't do that for everybody else.
Yeah.
I think that this season has been very unique. There's a lot of parity this year. There's a lot of great defensive play. And that's dictating a lot of the conversation around the MVP, a lot of the performances that we've seen this year. So I think it means if the Ravens win, everyone's a lot closer to the pack than we think.
For me, if the Ravens win this game on the road against the best team in football, it's letting me know that Lamar Jackson is going to the Super Bowl. There is no team in the AFC
that
is going to be able to come through Baltimore and handle Lamar Action Jackson if he goes on the road and shows the world that the Niners ain't nothing and he get this W.
What's up? Give me 30.
Thank you.
Time out. Give me 30.
Lamar Jackson has a 1-3 playoff record.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens haven't gotten to an AFC championship game under Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I disagree with you, because in theory and practicality, I don't. But in reality, how can I objectively look at Lamar Jackson's beautiful and illustrious career and guarantee that this win means Lamar Jackson would go to the Super Bowl?
You got it?
Go get it.
Go get it. Who? Me?
One,
you?
1-1. Going this way. Going this way. 1-1.
Who? So it would mean that the Niners are guaranteed to go to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Cause Brock Purdy ain't been to the Super Bowl.
Not
no,
never.
No. Championship game though, and the team has.
Who?
Who went to the
Chiefs? Debo Samuel.
Who?
Fred Warner. George Kittle.
The Ravens don't have any championship DNA in their system. They don't. That's not a championship organization.
Organization, yes.
Yeah, they don't have a championship coach.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you were gonna say Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes went to a Super Bowl. I'll give you that.
But
if you ain't been to a Super Bowl before, you ain't been to a Super Bowl before.
Correct. But I do believe that there is a difference between going to a championship game and not. And I will say also, we've seen the Ravens go 14-2. Lamar Jackson's unanimous MVP season, 14-2, did not get to an AFC championship game. So I've seen Lamar be a better team and not even make it to the championship game.
Number one, the AFC is super weak this year.
Okay.
That's number one.
Yes, sir.
Right? When they were 14-2, the AFC was strong.
Yeah.
Right? And everything wasn't coming through Baltimore. Everything has to come through Baltimore. Have we seen what they do to the teams that come through Baltimore? It's a beat down like the Niners be beating people down. Number three, that's old stuff, Acho.
Okay.
We talking this year, Acho. And if Lamar Jackson goes on the road to all four of us up here think clearly, it ain't even no argument, right? The best team in football.
Yeah.
There ain't no way that I have confidence that the Chiefs, even with Patrick Mahomes, the Jags, the Dolphins is coming through Baltimore beating Lamar Jackson. So a win lets me know that this offense is real, Lamar Jackson we know is real, and they on their way to the Super Bowl with everything running through
Let
Baltimore.
Me say something. Y'all tell me if I am crazy, please. It's the holiday season.
You're not crazy.
But tell me
if you're tripping.
Tell me if I'm tripping.
All right,
am I tripping?
Big shoes.
Am I tripping? To not trust Lamar Jackson in the playoffs?
Tripping.
Am I tripping?
Big feet.
And let me tell you why. Am I tripping because his rookie year came on the scene hot, went to the playoffs. I believe he had 500 total yards. They lost to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Then I believe the next year they go 14-2. Lamar Jackson does his thing. I believe they beat the Tennessee Titans. They lose to the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Lamar Jackson throws a pick six to Bills number 7, Taron Johnson. That was a 14-point game. Yeah. That was a 14-point swing. I believe Lamar Jackson goes to the playoffs one more time. I do not off the top of my head remember who it was against. And Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, I do believe, lose. Mm-hmm. So I've seen the Ravens have the best team in football before. Yeah. I've seen Lamar Jackson be unanimously the best player in football before. And yet I've seen them go to the playoffs and fall short. Am I tripping?
Can I? You are tripping because it's a coach, Kyle Shanahan, at the San Francisco 49ers that you think going to the Super Bowl about to win it. And every time he go, he lose. But you confident that he finna go do that and win it. You know what I'm saying? And his track record show that he done lost in the NFC Championships. He done lost in the Super Bowl a couple times. That's what his track record show. You know, so if you gonna believe in him to do it, you gotta believe in Lamar Jackson.
But those aren't those different? Isn't it different to believe in someone who's already been to the Super Bowl a couple times that they will go back to the Super Bowl?
But you didn't say go back. You said win.
Yes. Doesn't it take more belief? It takes more belief to believe in the individual who's never been into the AFC Championship game, let alone a Super Bowl, than it does to believe in the individual who was in the NFC Championship game last year and the Super Bowl 4 years ago.
No, I hear you. But an NFC Championship game and an AFC Championship game are not a Super Bowl.
Correct.
There's a difference. A divisional game is not an NFC championship game. An NFC championship game is not a Super Bowl. There's levels to this. Yes, of course. But what James is saying, you are believing in certain people to do things that they've never done before. And not believing in other people to do things that they've never done before. I think that you are what you are until you're not. So I don't think it's irrational to not trust him because he hasn't gotten to an AFC championship game or to a Super Bowl yet. But we just got to keep that same energy for everybody. Like, there are very few people that you would more trust than me. I trust my eyeballs and the evidence and what I've seen year in and year out. So there's a very, very short list that I can confidently say I trust this person in a moment and a capability to elevate their team, to get there, to do it again, even if they're struggling. It's really like one guy who's healthy to do that right now, and his name is Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has questions about them. So to ask if you're going to trust him, you kind of have to, because who else are we trusting to go there and win it?
And that's what I'm on. I'm about to ask you the same question. Like, okay, so you have these trust issues, right?
Yeah.
My counselor says that. Shane, you have trust issues. Who else you trust? All the 32 teams, right? All these quarterbacks. It's a quarterback league. That's why you get paid all this money. Look at the money for all the money in the NFL. It's the quarterbacks. They all get paid. 50s, 60s, 40s, all that. Who you trust? You don't need to trust really one quarterback.
I would trust Pat and I would trust Josh to get to the championship games because I've seen that happen.
Okay, but we talking about Super Bowl, right? That was a conversation.
Yes.
So the Super Bowl, though.
Yep.
Yes.
Please.
To Joy's point, it would have to be Pat, and it would have to be Kyle.
You trust,
You trusting Josh more than you trusting Lamar?
Wait, I've seen them play before.
Hold on. Answer that question.
In the playoffs.
Answer that question real quick.
Oh. Who do I trust? I would trust Pat and Josh in the AFC. That's the AFC championship game.
I love Josh. Y'all know that.
We had a topic yesterday.
We can't trust Josh.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
See, that's why I hate when we sit on here and we talk about these championships and all that. That's why it really gets me angry because it's hard to win championships.
It is hard.
Everybody not just doing that, right?
No,
so my thing is, not even just doing that, even going. There's only one quarterback that's just be up in the AFC championship game and
no
Super Bowl.
It's Pat.
So when we look at this, that we break it down, you only can trust Pat.
But here's my thing, though.
What's your thing?
If it's between Lamar and Josh in the playoffs,
okay.
I have seen Josh Allen beat Lamar in the playoffs when the teams were comparable. I have seen Lamar Jackson be the reason many could say his team lost the playoff game. Not only did he leave the playoff game, obviously he had a concussion late in the game, so he had to leave the playoff game, but he threw a pick six in the playoff game from one end zone to the other.
Right.
So it's not
in the red zone.
In the red zone is what I'm saying. From one end zone to the other. I think it was a 93-yard pick six.
No, it was. Yeah.
So it's not an irrational belief. James, the reason I would trust Josh over Lamar Pat over Lamar and Pat over Josh is I've seen them play before playoffs.
Get Pat out of it because Pat went to the Super Bowl, won multiple of them, MVPs and all. Get him out of it.
Right.
Josh ain't never been to the Super Bowl.
No.
Lamar ain't never been to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Josh got 97 turnovers. Josh is like this. We have topics of you on the roller coaster. We had topics yesterday. Do you trust him? You said no. Now you trust him more
over
than Lamar.
More than somebody.
Wait. So this is – hold on. What? Wait.
You need one?
Nah, I don't need no timeout. Let the game go. I was on the conversation of like, yo, you should only trust one quarterback to get the Super Bowl. But you kind of saying, you throwing Josh in there. It's like, all right, let's just figure this out.
Hold on.
I'm listening.
Told me he trusts Josh more than Lamar.
Yes.
So that's the conversation.
Hold on. Okay. Yesterday, we had a topic. Do you trust Josh? Me and him both said,
No.
So now I'm just trying to get clarity of why he trusts Josh more than Lamar.
You must see as a lawyer now. You know what I'm saying?
And they ain't never been to the Super Bowl.
That's it.
But let's establish this, though. I cannot trust somebody. And I can trust that person more than I trust another person.
All I'm saying is.
So you don't trust Lamar clearly like
technical.
To do nothing.
Yeah, not in the playoffs.
We're getting real technical.
Not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you are basing this off of levels.
Yes, in history. Yep.
In history, then we have to hold everybody to the same standard.
Correct.
So if you don't trust Lamar because of what he's done in the playoffs, then you can only trust that Josh Allen can get to the AFC Championship game.
Sure.
If you don't trust Dak Prescott, you will only trust that Dak Prescott can get to the divisional game.
Sure.
Right? You can't trust that he can get to the NFC Championship game, so Cowboys out the Super Bowl conversation. And if you're talking about Brock Purdy ain't played in no Super Bowl. How you trust Brock Purdy's health?
Because here's what I believe. I believe you have to go and fail before you can go and win. And I think about, I remember Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes in 2000, Shady will have to help me with this. I think it was 2019.
What about it?
I think he played Tom Brady in the playoffs. No, 18.
No, 18.
Played Brady
18.
In the playoffs and lost.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then the next year, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Then the next year, Rich
came at Arrowhead and beat him.
Yes. Then the next year, Pat Mahomes went and he won.
And he won, yeah.
I believe that before you can ascend, you to some degree have to fail. That's just my personal belief. You get there, you fall short. You get there, you get over the hill. That's just what I believe. So the fact that Josh Allen has gone to the AFC Championship game and lost, I believe it's easier to go from step two to step three than it is to go from step one to step three.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But none of them have been to the step ends.
No, it's just step three. Step three, Super Bowl. Step two, championship game. Step one, divisional game. Josh has to go from two to three.
Our point is, none of them have been there, let alone one. Like, Brock Purdy did not even finish the NFC Championship game. Yeah. Dak Prescott's never played in the NFC Championship game. Lamar Jackson's never played in an AFC Championship game. Josh Allen's never won an AFC Championship game. It's anybody's game right now. If we're talking about trust based off of walking by sight and not by faith, everybody has to get the same amount. And then, as James said, we trust in Kyle Shanahan to get to and win a Super Bowl, which he has never done before.
But let me ask you this, James. Let me ask you this, Joy. For me, again, I'm a unique thinker.
Yeah.
For me, it is easier to believe a man in Kyle Shanahan who was up, what were the Falcons up? 28-3.
Ooh, I don't know if that's
easier for me to believe that a man who was up 28-3 can win as opposed to somebody who wasn't can win.
And it's it's easier for me to believe a coach for the Baltimore Ravens winning one. So it's easier for me to believe in him. But number two, when does team play a part in this? Because we're not saying Brock Purdy is just going to the Super Bowl because Brock Purdy.
Correct.
We always talk team, defense, all these weapons around him.
But we don't do that with the quarterback.
I've watched crazy amount of episodes from Speak, from other TV stations, and they was trying to tell me, and they call me a hater, that Jimmy G's taking his team to the Super Bowl.
No,
it got so it got so wild, right? I couldn't believe this stuff they was doing. It got so wild. They had Steve Young and all these, and Montana. I was like, look at this. And then Jimmy G. They had the Wizards playoffs. I'm like, look at this. So if we gonna do that, they count the quarterback wins in playoffs and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. No doubt. We gotta give the quarterback credit. But the reason we believe Brock Purdy is going to the Super Bowl this year is because what he has around
him. Yes, sir. Yes.
Correct?
Yes, and where they've been.
And where they've been, right? Yeah, Even though they ain't won the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
Right? Lamar Jackson has a lot around him, too, on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
Finally.
Number one defense, a really good offense, and the ball is in his hands every play. So it's a different team this year as well, too. And a Super Bowl winning coach.
But here's what I find fascinating. I love this conversation. What I find fascinating is this. If you go to the Ravens offense, let's go to the Ravens offense, starting at wide receiver, Odell Beckham, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, if you want to put in Nelson Aguilar, sure, you can.
I remember playing decent this year, yeah.
Tight end, Isaiah Likely. You got Pritchard at 42 at fullback. You got running back, who I don't know what it is. You got Lamar Jackson. Nobody, except for Odell, and shout out to Nelson Aguilar, if you want to count him as a starter, been to a championship game, let alone a Super Bowl. Shout out Odell Nelson, they've won it.
And the coach.
Yes, exactly.
Coach matters. Yeah.
Starting for the 49ers, Debo.
Yeah.
Championship game and Super Bowl. Ayuk, championship game. Kittle, championship game and Super Bowl. Trent, championship game and Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, if I got the whole Niners roster has been to a game where confused check, Bosa, confetti has fallen. You feel me? Like, it didn't fall on their head, but confetti has fallen. Please do. Yes,
can
sir.
I come back at you real quick? Because confetti has fell on my head, right? And we played the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we had Charles Woodson, only person on the team, been to a Super Bowl. Pittsburgh Steelers had Polamalu, Ryan Clark, Ben Roethlisberger. I could go all down the list. Coach, all that. Bada! Slapped them boys, right? So all that stuff to me mean nothing. Like experience and all that, you got to go play the game.
Hey, how you smack them? No, how you
and if you're playing the game at a high level at the right time, I don't care nothing about that experience. We had one dude.
That's good.
And at the end of the day, all them dudes that's been there, oh, Coach Tomlin was waiting for him at the door with respect. I appreciate that. But the confetti was green.
Good.
You know
where were y'all? Now I just want to learn. I'm no longer arguing, nor am I debating.
Good.
I just want to learn. That was 2010.
Yes.
Year before, what was y'all's record? What happened in the playoffs?
2010.
You remember?
No. What was it? Oh, 2009.
They lost somewhere.
I mean, we lost in the playoffs to somebody. I don't know who.
Who we lose to?
Cardinals.
We lost to the Cardinals?
Oh, we did lose to the Cardinals.
On the road. That was a Fitzgerald, Clay Matthews.
Fitzgerald was crazy on them boys.
I think they want to walk off the set right now.
Was there anything that y'all learned in that game that helped y'all the next year?
Yeah, I'm going to let you know what we learned. The week before, we went down there and showed the Cardinals everything that we was going to do, and we beat them. And we came back and tried to run them regular season, and tried to run them same plays in the playoffs. God, I don't even want to.
They did the same type of gameplay? Who was the coach? Who was the coach?
Super Bowl winning Mike McCarthy.
That was it.
But he learned from that, because the next year he won the Super Bowl.
No doubt about it.
So that helps your argument.
Come on now.
I said I was done arguing. Let's talk about Super Bowl coach Mike McCarthy, because last week he got Super Bowl blown out. Mm. Cowboys got beat down by the Bills. But this week, Cowboys can atone for that loss versus the Dolphins. More pressure, Dak Prescott or Cowboys defense that gave up 260 on the ground? Y'all, we having too much fun today. Don't miss out on the fun. It's just cursing yourself. Remember, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, Sirius XM. Family, we're in Second and Short. This is the best topic of the day. I guarantee it. Dak Prescott faces the Dolphins. Dak, Dolphins, Cowboys, Tyreek Hill, y'all, it's going to be fireworks. But remember, Cowboys are coming off of a blowout. It was ugly, Shady McCoy. Your Buffalo Bills beat them down last week, but here is where it gets good. Dak's under a lot of pressure. The MVP, though, for the most part, is gone. That pressure out the window. Now the pressure is a 2 seed, a 3 seed, a 5 seed. Where will they fall in the playoffs? But James Jones, is Dak under more pressure or the defense, which got embarrassed versus the Bills last week? Talk to me. I'm listening.
You heard what you just said about the defense. They got what?
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed, right? You're going up against a Dolphins team. You seen the video of Dennis Rodman said it went off and it went there. It came back right. That is the Miami Dolphins offense, right? Tyreek, he go there. Caleb Waddle, he go there, right? Mostert, he going there, right? So your eyes is key in this ball game, but you just gave up 266 on the ground, right? And we all know that this team is supposed to be built on the defensive side of the ball, stopping the run and taking the ball away. That is not what they did last game. On the road, they have been struggling. You are on the road again in Miami. So for me, most of the pressure is on this defense to stop Tua, to stop Tyreek Hill in this offense, to be able to get this ball back to Dak Prescott to go score points. But as for Dak, like you said, the MVP is probably gone for him. So that pressure is off his back. Just go out there and play football the way you've been playing football. But this defense, right, ain't no Super Bowl if y'all don't play well. So all the pressure is on them, a winning team on the road. Can they get stops and find a way to get it done?
It's on the defense. Last week, the Cowboys allowed 266 rushing yards, as Jameson said. That's the worst of the season. 31 points. That's the third most they've allowed this season.
266?
That's a lot of yards.
That's toting it.
28 first downs.
Oh, 266?
Yeah, man, you need some holiday like medicine.
God, dog.
Need some tea. 55.6 on third down percentage. That's the second worst of the season. They allowed 35.05 in time of possession, and they had no takeaways for only the third time this season. Bad. All bad. So I agree with you. There's no pressure on Dak for the MVP conversation anymore. We don't have, I mean, listen, he's had a great season. It doesn't take away from anything that he's not in the MVP conversation anymore. So what? Who cares about that? You care about winning games. You care about winning a Super Bowl. MVP is nice on top of that. But this game is about the defense. You have to get back on track on the defensive side of the ball. What makes this Cowboys team dynamic is not just that they have a great, highly functioning offense with the quarterback that's playing at a high level, but they can take the ball away. Back. They can get stops. They can get great field position. All that's very important. That's what makes this team whole. So they have to get back on track this weekend defensively.
I agree with you on the defense. It was my junior year. Mm-hmm. True story. I'm in college. Shady, we are in
you
film room.
You ain't pancakes yet by this time.
No. No. Hold on to your tea. I'm watching you. Hold on to your tea. It wasn't that funny. My junior year, I'm in college. We're sitting in the meeting room. Coach, you got his feet kicked back. Shady, you got his feet kicked back up on the desk. He got the TV projector. We're watching the tape. My guy, Keyston Randall, number 91, had been loafing on tape. Loafing means you're not giving maximal effort. A coach can tell if you're loafing if you ever see an athlete changing speed on tape. So if you can see a stride open up, well, you weren't going full speed because now I see you're picking up speed. We're watching the tape. He sees him loaf and he says, zoom the camera in on 91. Zoom the camera in on 91. Where now he got all our attention. We're all watching what the hell happened with 91. What'd he do? He's loafing. I say this to say, zoom the camera in on 33 for the Cowboys. Can we show the tape? Because there's more pressure on the Cowboys because when the Cowboys defense goes to practice, they're going to zoom the camera in on number 33, and they're going to zoom the camera in on that play. On that play. Zoom the camera in on 33. Zoom the camera in on 33.
Pancake, I need extra syrup.
Can we zoom the camera in on the coach, too?
No doubt. But do you understand the pressure that defensive player, along with the rest of the defensive players, have to erase that from the tape? You can't erase things from tape. Shady, you know this. We know this. You know this. You can't. But what you can try to do is dilute the tape. Zoom the camera in on the Cowboys defense. Cowboys defense is under more pressure.
You are what you put on that tape.
Yeah, I agree with you. Man, that was... One thing about that tape, though, it'll never lie.
Ever.
Right? I don't care what you say you did. You say, what happened on that play? Man, I was doing this and that. We watched that tape. You said, I know, coach. That's me. So it got to be the defense, I think, for the Cowboys. I mean, you guys talked about the 200 yards rushing. Like, once you do stuff like that, you own a team, right? And the next team sees that. Now, I'm not sure if the Dolphins running game is as physical. The Bills was physical.
Yes,
we weren't doing sign all this, Tyree. You misdirected, you faked this, handoff, sweet. Nah. At your neck. So I'm not sure if that'll be a difference, but I will say this. When I go back to the Seahawks game, because y'all only talking about the Bills because that's the most recent, but two games ago against the Seahawks, you forgot they put up 35 points against the Cowboys defense.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Won. That's a great
up
point.
Up and down. And we don't look at the Seahawks in the same eyes as we see the Bills, right? We don't look at the quarterback the same way we look at Josh Allen. We don't look at James Cook the same way look at Kenneth Walker. So when you kind of compare it, Yo, they what, 334, 400 yards. I'm tripping. 400 yards, one takeaway. Like, they was going after the Cowboys defense.
Yeah.
And that game was super close. Now, Dak Prescott kind of put the game away offensively. But when we talk about the defense, they got to step up. We look at the Dallas defense as if they're one of the top in the league, which they are. But they haven't been playing like it lately. So,
well,
when you ask me, more pressure has got to be the defense of the Cowboys.
You can tell we got a long weekend because y'all cooking.
Yeah. And another thing, I was watching how they defended Micah. The Seahawks, right, kind of more ran at him. And then you look at the Bills. Some of the plays they left him open.
Yeah, left him on block.
And make him decision. Yeah.
Yep.
We go to the other side, give him some fake screens or some fake sweeps.
Yes, sir.
And let him decide. Because he's the most athletic and the most dangerous. But if you neutralize him and take him out of the game, it's going to be tough for the Cowboys to win.
Very well said. What the Seahawks employed was different than what the Bills employed.
And it both worked, though.
Both worked. What the Bills employed is what the Cardinals employed.
That's true.
Option
yes.
Micah Parsons yep. and just make him try to figure out how to play ball. That was that secret. Mm-hmm. After this commercial break, I'm going to reveal the secret to the winner of the Ravens-Niners game. I spent a lot of time watching tape on the biggest game of the year. I probably put a good 8 hours in on this one.
There you go.
I got to reveal the secret, the keys to the game. It comes down to two players and about three plays. I'm going to show you that in 2.5 minutes after this commercial break. We'll see you shortly. Family, this is the key to the Niners and Ravens game. Kyle Hamilton, I believe, is best suited to be a Deebo Samuel stopper. But Deebo Samuel, he's best suited to take over the league with a splash play. Here is what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you Deebo Samuel dominating a play. Then I'm going to show you Kyle Hamilton dominating the exact same play. And you tell me who you think will win the matchup. These two players are the key to the game. Let's roll the tape. Now, the first thing you're going to see Deebo Samuel, he's going to catch a bubble screen. That's Deebo right there. This player is who Kyle Hamilton will be. Deebo Samuel, bubble screen. That individual, the defensive back, he runs around the block. Plus 28-yard gain for the Niners. Okay, let's take a look at Kyle Hamilton. Remember what I just showed you. You just saw a two-receiver formation. Bubble screen. This individual, Kyle Hamilton. This individual, it was Deebo Samuel, now it's Keenan Allen. What happens on this play? Kyle Hamilton, he don't play those stupid games. Stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That's Kyle Hamilton dominating it. Now let's look at another play. Now you're going to see a now screen. Y'all remember watching this game, Deebo Samuel. This is going to be Kyle Hamilton. It's Reed Blankenship. The question is simple. Can Blankenship get to the ball carrier before the blocker can get to Blankenship? The answer, it was unfortunate for the Philadelphia Eagles. Deebo Samuel, he got to the end zone before anybody else. Y'all, I love this stuff. It's so fascinating. Watch Kyle Hamilton. Exact same play. You're going to see a now screen. But here is the question. Here is the question you got to answer. Can Kyle Hamilton, can he get to the ball before the blocker can get to Kyle Hamilton? Answer, of course he can. Play stupid games against Kyle Hamilton and you will win stupid prizes. But let's take a look at another play. Once again, you are going to see identical pictures. 49ers, blocker, 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 three blockers. Deebo Samuel, he's gonna come around, he's gonna get a handoff. Very simple, this is going to be Kyle Hamilton. Can Kyle Hamilton show up and make a play? Well, he don't play for the Jags, so of course he can't. Deebo Samuel, touchdown. But now let's take a look at who the player's actually going to be. It's going to be Kyle Hamilton. I just showed y'all the tape. Blocker, blocker, blocker. That's Kyle Hamilton. Can he show up? Can he make the play? I think he is best suited to be a Deebo Samuel stopper. He crack blocks the crack blocker. He took the aggression to them. Get off me, little man. I'm going to make a play. The game's going to come down to, for me, Kyle Hamilton, Deebo Samuel, one of the best players in the league versus one of the biggest dogs in the league. Kyle Hamilton don't play no games. This, to me, is the secret to who's going to win the Super Bowl preview for my money. Heading to the desk, Joy Taylor. Should the Ravens, Niners, winner be the Super Bowl favorite? This is one of them ones.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
How could they not be? Who else is going to be the favorite if not the winner of this game?
Mm.
It's got to be the Ravens or the Niners. They're the two best teams in the league. We're at the point in the season where everybody's put their stuff on tape now.
Yeah.
For the most part, we know who you are. We know what your struggles are. We know what your deficiencies are. It ain't really that time in the season. It's not really that time of the year to be making big-time adjustments. Yeah. You're going to put whatever you got left out there and head to the postseason, and then it's going to get real. That's where we are right now. But at this point in the season, these are the two dogs.
Mm.
This is the best team in the AFC. They got a bunch of great wins. This is the best team in the NFC. They got a bunch of great wins. Been beating teams down left and right, good teams, bad teams. Everybody can get it.
How can you not say that the Super Bowl favorite is not going to come out of this game? Who? Yeah. Who? I'm Al. Who? Who is it? Who?
I don't know. Who? I'm with you. Who? I'm with Joy. I mean, the winner of this one, this is the two best teams in football with the two best records. You just showed the most physical teams, the two most physical teams in football. It's going to be a football game. And not only that, the winner of this football game, they should just be telling themselves, let the playoffs get here like tomorrow. Yeah. Because we done beat a bunch of good teams. We ready to go. We playing at a very, very high level. Let's go play. But the winner of this one, absolutely. You can't tell me it's going to be a team in the NFC that's going to beat the Niners if they done destroyed the best teams in the NFC and now the best
James, team. Very quickly, question for you, sir. Take me into the mindset. Yeah. You've told this story before. It's the gift-giving season. Please give this story back to our viewers. It's my favorite story that you tell. You are on a 6-0 Packers team. Mm-hmm. You're playing a 6-0 Broncos team. Mm-hmm. Both teams are dogs. You're turning on the tape. What year is it so I can make sure I get the names right?
What was it?
2013, maybe? So you're turning on the tape. 15, beautiful. You're turning on the tape. You're seeing Peyton Manning. You're seeing Demaryius Thomas, RIP. Mm-hmm. You're seeing Julius Thomas. Mm-hmm. You're seeing, I believe, Emmanuel Sanders. So they got some dogs. Then on the flip side, you're seeing T.J. Ward. You're seeing, I believe, Bradley Roby. You're seeing Aqib Talib.
Chris Harris.
You're seeing Chris Harris.
DeMarcus Ware.
You're seeing dogs, too.
Von Miller, yeah.
Take me into the mindset of the Niners, mm-hmm. who's turning on a tape, and they're seeing Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
They're seeing Kyle Hamilton. They're seeing Marcus Williams. Mm-hmm. Or take me into the mindset of the Ravens. You turn on the tape, you're seeing Dre Greenlaw. Yeah. You're seeing Fred Warner. You're seeing Charvarius Ward. What is the mindset when you're turning on the tape and you're like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. they got dogs, too?
Yeah. Well, the mindset going into the game is you always want to say they ain't got dogs like we got dogs, right? So going into the football game, you know, Shady touched on it earlier, too. The Ravens always play physical football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The Niners always play physical football. So that we ain't surprised. This is the type of game that we want. These is the type of teams we want to run into. You know, so that ain't going to be no surprise to them. Once they get on that football field, then that's when all the questions got to get answered. That team that you're talking about, that Denver Broncos team, I shared a story, but we wasn't physical like them. This here's a little different. These is two of the teams that we play football a certain way and been playing football a certain way under these head coaches since they've been here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's physical. We're going to run this football down at you. We're going to play action pass, and we are going to play defense. And that's what these two teams do. And they got star power on both sides of the ball. I mean, you just introduced the world to Cal Hamilton.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know he was that good. I didn't know he was out there making plays like
good,
that.
Real good.
But it lets you know he is because it's the number one defense in football. But this is star power on star power, and this is going to be whoever breaks – one of them persons will first is going to get this W done.
Yeah, I would say yes, the winner of this game. And just look at the Niners and the Ravens. They are similar. I think the only difference is, because if you look at, like, the coaching, they both coaches are really, really good, right? Defense is really, really good. Offense is really, really good. The difference is that the Niners' offense is that much better. And then whoever wins this game, I truly believe that they'll be the Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, because they've now shown you they can beat the best of the best of the best. That's what it is for you. If you can beat the Ravens, you got to be the favorite. If the Ravens can beat the Niners, they got to be the favorite. No more, no less.
Really, really quick, because you guys keep saying that the Niners' offense is just that much better. Like, the gap is like this. That's what y'all keep saying. Why?
Because I believe, watched the game. Yeah, do you watch the game?
I believe it is.
Hold on. Because he's asking this question again. Let's answer it.
Yes. I want to know the answer to it.
When you watch, because you like to watch tape.
Yeah.
You tell me all the time. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
When you watch the tape, whose offense is more consistent and better.
But you guys are saying, like, boom. I don't think it's boom. I have seen the Ravens beat down really good football teams and score 40-plus points.
I agree. But I just think that with the Niners, like, I mean, from start to finish, they might punt here and there. They going to get points.
I just think it's closer than what we try.
Let me answer the why. And I'm curious of your why. Okay. I'm curious, like, you played the game for 12 years. You're going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't just want you to tell James and the rest of the world that. Give me the details. Because what I see, the reason my why is this. Mm-hmm. Very, very simple. I believe that the Niners are much more experienced in their offense. I believe that the Ravens are the individual who buys a new car. You get into the car. You get into the new Tesla, and you don't read the manual. So you don't maximize all it is that the car has to offer. So though the car might be able to do a lot, you don't maximize all it has to offer because you're new to the manual. I believe the Niners, by nature of their players having been in the offense significantly longer, they understand all of the checks.
I want you to break that down to me. Like, do you mean like the offensive coordinator ain't like calling certain plays or something and Kyle Shanahan dials up certain plays?
What do you mean by that? I think maximizing the play. I'm watching the game last week, Baltimore Ravens. They face a six-man pressure. They get blitzed by this way. Lamar Jackson, he's stuck on Odell Beckham. He's stuck on his first read to the right. Zay Flowers is wide open.
Yeah.
Zay's wide open coming from the left, clapping, clapping, clapping. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Lamar Jackson doesn't realize, let me move off of Odell and get to Zay. Now, positive game.
Quarterbacks that miss stuff like that.
I'm not saying there aren't. Positive gain. Lamar Jackson gained 17 yards. There positive play. But if you hit Zay, it goes for 25, goes for 30. I believe, based upon what I see from Brock Purdy, and it's probably because he's much more physically limited, I believe that Brock Purdy does a better job of maximizing this offense because he's more comfortable in it. Again, Purdy's been in his offense for 18 months. Lamar's been in his offense for 8 months. What I'm saying shouldn't surprise anybody. That's what I think
in my life. Another thing is, so when you watch both offenses play, like, okay, let's go to the Ravens first. When the Ravens have a slow momentum in offense, what were some of the reasons why? I'm just asking you.
Well, I mean, it's some of the reasons that every offense has it. I mean,
let's stick to the Ravens.
Not converting on third down.
Right. A lot of drops. Miscommunication with some of the wide receivers, right, and Lamar. But when I go to the Niners, when I look at when they had slow starts or stalls in the offense, what was that for? Injuries.
Oh, injuries.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
If we look at the three losses they had, like, a lot of guys weren't there. But when they were all there together, you seen what I seen.
Yeah.
They converting on third downs. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if I compare the offense, who has a better running game? With Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, who has a better running game?
I mean, Christian McCaffrey playing good football right now, but you can't take Lamar Jackson out
I just asked one question.
Go ahead. I would say the Niners.
Who has a better passing game?
I would say the Niners.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand what I'm saying.
And then another thing is last part, because you just answered the question for you, me, and everybody else. But when you watch the way that Kyle Shanahan's called plays, whose coordinator is better?
Well, he's an offensive coach.
Whose coordinator is better?
Kyle Shanahan.
So let's just do like the tally marks, right? Mm-hmm. So check mark for better game plan and offensive coordinator.
Boom, all that's good.
Okay, better passing game.
Check it.
Better running game.
Uh-huh, check it.
So when I'm saying, like, when we arguing who has a better offense, how?
Oh, that's good. And you could probably say that about every team in the National Football League that the Niners play against. All I'm saying is you guys are saying clearly. It is not clearly. Lamar Jackson blows people out, too. He done put up 45, 35, whatever.
Different games happens
different.
All right, man.
You guys are going off. Go ahead, Joy.
The discrepancy isn't that we think that the Niners' offense is not good or not better than the Ravens. The Niners' offense is better than everyone's offense.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
You guys are saying it's like this.
I think it is a gap. But I do think part of the reason why this game is so interesting, part of the reason of the conversation about are the Ravens being disrespected, and again, we're going to find out if we're just all up here talking and they get to put it on tape and we find out. The Ravens have beat the most winning teams this year. They have the best record, 7-2 against winning teams. Mm-hmm. The Niners look like, they just like strangle everybody. They beat the Texans 25-9. They beat the Browns 28-3. Those are beatdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beat the Lions 38-6. We all watched that complete beatdown.
Yep.
They beat the Bengals 34-20. That's 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the Jags 23-7.
Right. Okay, now,
Let me chime in.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay,
Now, I agree with all that. Now, here's what's interesting. You're saying better offense, and we're saying sizably better.
Right.
The Niners put up 42. Against the Eagles. Niners put up 42 against the Cowboys.
Correct.
Niners put up 34 against the Jags. I believe the highest number you said was 38-6, how the
Lions.
Ravens beat the Lions.
So you're not going to go to the losses because of injuries? The 17?
I'm saying is this. If we're talking about offense being substantially better, I just gave you 2 40-point games.
Yeah, but you're talking about the difference between, like, 4 points.
Right. 4 points. So y'all's best was one.
Right. Okay. But I'm not even arguing. Like, the Niners' offense is better. Like, they are better. There's a difference. There's a gap. Of course, you can look at the numbers. You can look at the passing yards. You can look at the performances. We all have eyeballs. Yeah. Brock Purdy has first. Yes. But all that being true, the Baltimore Ravens have the capacity to go out there and outplay them on offense.
Yes.
Okay,
they're not,
I won't say that.
All right.
Go ahead. Real quick. So you saying that, and I hear you. And I don't play the points games. I don't play that. So y'all do that. That's cool. You can get blown out tomorrow and then blow some. I don't care about that. Win the game. What I'm saying is, when you watch the the Ravens offense, what are their deficiencies? What do they lack? What are their weaknesses?
They lack a lot.
They lack a lot.
Passing game is not as strong as the Niners. They don't look the same as the Niners.
It's a different offense, though.
So when I watch the Niners, let me ask you this. What are their weaknesses? What are their deficiencies, the Niners?
The Niners have a really good offense. They can throw it long. They can throw it short. No, they don't have none.
Not what they do. So when you ask me, if one team don't have no deficiencies on offense and the other one you can name so many, how is it not a nice sizable advantage?
Because you're making it seem like you're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars offense or something. Lamar Jackson has beat down people and scored 40 and 30 and 20 or whatever. So I'm just saying the gap is not as far as you guys may think. It is a gap. I agree with you, Shady. But it is.
You keep saying Lamar Jackson. Like, it has nothing to do with Lamar Jackson. I think he's a phenomenal player. It's one of my favorite players, but he's on the offense. I know. I understand that. But when you watch the offense, it ain't just Brock Purdy.
Here's what I would say. Because I, thankfully, have been in defensive meetings. Y'all have been in offensive meetings. So let me tell you why I would say it's a gap once and for all. If you are playing the Ravens, you are going there, you're turning on the tape, and you have to stop one person. You are not scared of Odell Beckham at this stage in his career. You're not scared of Isaiah Likely. You're not scared of whoever they are putting at running back now that number 34, Shady, you know his name, has forgotten my name.
He's hurt. He ain't playing.
Yeah. Now that he's hurt,
you ain't got to be scared, but they're just playmakers.
They are.
You're making it sound like, oh, ain't a playmaker. No, they ain't
I'm
a playmaker.
Here's what I'm saying. What I am saying is, as somebody who sat in defensive meeting groups, they are playmakers. I believe every team has playmakers. You are not scared of them. In defensive meeting groups, George Kittle, you better have a plan for him. Christian McCaffrey, you better have a plan for him. Mm-hmm. Deebo Samuel, you better have a plan for him. Ayuk, you have a plan for him. So I'm saying, in any normal day, George Kittle's calling for a double team. CMC on third down's calling for a double team. Deebo Samuel's calling for a double team. You're not doubling Ravens players. I'm just saying this is somebody who sat in these defensive meetings. So it's the reason it's a sizable gap. Ravens, I'm worried about one person. Mm-hmm. Niners, I am worried about four.
But see, what's crazy is because... like, the one person you worry about is a big worry.
No doubt.
Because what he does, he makes everybody else around him better.
Yes, sir.
That's why Lamar Jackson is 19-1 versus the NFC.
Yes, sir.
He's in his whole career, he lost one. I don't even know who the team was.
Eagles?
But one.
You know what it is.
Was it John?
I made that up.
So, like, all this pretty stuff that you can dial up and all that is cool. I agree. The Niners' offense is better. But with that boy right there, number 8, and we've all seen what he does with that football in his hand, makes it hard on every defense. And yes, it might not be explosive and all that, but it's explosive in different ways with Lamar Jackson. It might not be explosive dumping a screen to Deebo. It might not be explosive dumping a screen to Kittle, but it's explosive in his own ways. I agree the Niners offense is better, but y'all just keep saying it's a big old gap like that, and this team is 11-3 too.
We're for Lamar. Lamar is a great player.
I'm with you.
But you don't need more.
I can't tell, Shady.
I mean, because you're talking to me as if, like, you're going to need more than Lamar.
You are.
Let's say this.
But they've been winning with more than Lamar.
If Lamar Jackson, let's say he don't even struggle. Let's say he don't play to up the what we think he should play. Mm-hmm. Let's say he has a good game. Not great, but it's a good game. If Brock Purdy just has a good game, they can win. They can win by a nice margin. If Lamar Jackson just plays good, they can get blown out by a lot. Do you see
the number one defense in football?
I'm telling you, that Niners offense is different.
I know. You're talking like you're only
talking about one player. That one player we think is super special, Lamar Jackson. It's a whole thing.
I'm just talking about the way the Niners run their offense and the way the Ravens run their offense is two totally different systems. We making it seem like the Ravens got bums.
No. We didn't say that.
No, y'all are making it seem like that because Deebo is scary.
Here's what I'm saying: Deebo's a first team all pro. I feel you. Hold on, you're not listening. I'm hearing you. Deebo's a first team all pro.
I hear you.
McCaffrey's a first team all pro. Kittle's a first team all pro. The only first team all pro is Lamar. So at a minimum, it's 3-1. Trent Williams, a first team all pro. Everybody pales in comparison. It's no slight. Everybody pales.
Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party. How does song go?
That's the old one.
That's the old one.
That's a nostalgic
Calm down, man. I'm ready for Friday flowers. I can tell you that much. Joy handing out flowers to some of the unsung heroes in sports. Every sports story you don't yet know but you need to know is on the other side of this commercial break. Come back for the best things you will be talking about all weekend long. Next on Speak. It is giving season as we get back to Speak. Joy Taylor, Friday Flowers. I've been waiting for it. Who you got?
Well, the star athletes that we talk about on the show take winning very seriously, but the only thing that they might be more serious about is giving back, especially during the holiday season. Now, there's too many teams and too many players to highlight everybody, which is a good thing, so we're going to focus on a few do-gooders here. Pistons' Marvin Bagley and Alex Burke paid off every loan for 18 families, cleared their debt. Colts players sang Christmas carols at Riley Children's Hospital. It's very sweet. I can't sing, but I love the ones that can to go do that. And the Panthers hosted local youth and their families at the Joy to the Carolinas yearly event. So Friday flowers to everyone giving back out there this holiday season. We know there's lots of Walter Payton Man of the Year and NBA players. Everyone giving back, flowers to you. NBA fans got an early Christmas present with Ja Morant making his triumphant return to the court this week. Ja hit a game-winning bucket in his first game back, and now the Grizzlies are 2-0 with Ja this season. The Grizzlies only had won 6 games this year without Ja, so Memphis fans are very happy to have their superstar back playing. The NBA is happy to have Ja back out there. Wouldn't be the same season without him. Morant says, quote, his goal is to make sure we are having fun no matter what. We love that. We like to have fun on the show, too, and we're happy to have Ja back playing in the NBA this season. So family and football are key components to the holiday season. I love this story. This is a great, great story. So behind me, you see a dad opening a gift from his daughter. The gift is a Dan Marino rookie card, which is a great gift. But here's why that's important. Lindsay Moore remembers the day her father sold that same card when she was a kid so that he could get money to provide for the family. So she promised herself that she would buy that card for her dad one day to pay him back for all the sacrifice that he gave to her and her family. And she was able to do just that. And there he is getting the Dan Marino, Dan the Man, King of the Dolphins rookie card. So sweet. We love it. We love it. So Merry Christmas to the family. Merry Christmas, everyone. Friday flowers, everyone giving back, Friday flowers.
I feel like giving back is special, but when you can give back to your parents, Shady and I were talking about it yesterday at dinner, there ain't nothing like just being able to bless your parents, being able to give back to mom
dinner.
And pop.
Y'all had a nice little dinner?
Don't feel bad. You got dinner for all of us.
I said I'm bad.
Oh, okay.
But dang, no.
I mean, we can get invited. It's the left side of the table.
No, but since we're giving flowers.
I'm apartment by myself.
Can I pat myself on the back for a second?
Go ahead.
So my mom, right? I got a car waiting for her because she's a great mom. I love my mom.
Shout out to mom.
She just got an award for giving back in the community.
There you go.
She's the greatest. We do a lot of community. And I have a party tomorrow. On Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. I got a Christmas party for all the kids. We adopt families. We get all type of bikes, basketballs, all type of laptops.
I love talking about
you know what I mean? Come back to the hood and get some love. You know what I'm saying? Say I'm in. Shady. I'm not saying I might have my hat to the side. I might have some jewelry on, but I'm still a Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody thought you wasn't cool, man. You a good dude, bro.
Who thought I wasn't cool? Merry Christmas, Mom.
I thought you was like adjusting and being a veteran on the Speak show. I see he's still new to the show. He talking about.
What do we got to do to get invited?
I feel it.
Oh, no. When you want dinner?
Not even.
When you want to go?
I mean, because
I'm
going
to pick up the check. I mean, well, I'm not.
Oh, I know you're picking up the check.
He going to pick up the check.
I know you're picking up the check.
Because you always
talking today. I was hungry last night.
When do I get my dinner, dog?
You ready, man. You've been playing. Just let me know.
Oh, you've been playing. So look.
Could have been last night.
I'm going to get a big, big bill for 2024, whatever restaurant.
Oh, whatever.
I ain't paying for it. He's paying for it.
Just have your track shoes on, depending on how big the bill is.
Well, I can tell you this much. Buffalo Bills opponents are paying for the sins of the Bills earlier this season because the Bills have been rolling ever since the last 4 weeks. 1-3 the last 4 games. But I think this might just be a trap game for the Buffalo Bills. This is one of those ones that James Jones has circled, but we might be talking about how they let him down after the break. Speak. All right, family, we are in overtime. Buffalo Bills, they are rolling. 1-3 of their last four. Their only loss, it was in overtime to the Eagles in the link. Come on now. Bills are dominating as of late. They beat the Chiefs. They blew out the Cowboys. But now they're going up against the Chargers. Bring us on camera. Everybody know what Josh Allen looked like. Shady, you played for the Bills, but here is what I am thinking. I am concerned. I am concerned. I am concerned. I am concerned. The only time Josh Allen truly plays bad is when he know you sorry. That's when he know. When he know you sorry, he plays bad. He plays down to his comp. Oh, you suck? Patriots? Okay, I'm a suck. Oh, you suck? Zach Wilson week one? Okay, I'm a mail it in. Oh, dang, I got to play against Jalen Hurts? Nah. If you beat me, it's overtime. Dang, I got to play against Pat Mahomes? If you beat me, it's overtime playoffs. If you beat me, you not this year. So Josh Allen dominates the good teams. But now you're playing a sorry Chargers team. They ain't got a coach. They ain't got a quarterback. Mm. You got to fly across the country. Short week, Saturday game. It's on Peacock. It's on Peacock. Like, short week, no coach, no quarterback, different network, cross country. Yeah, I'm not even worried about them. Do you think, because I think it could be, you think this is a trap game for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills?
I've been trapped. This ain't no trap.
Trapped?
I've been trapped.
What you mean? Like, on the football field, obviously.
Right? Hey, I don't know way, man. I've been trapped before. You hear me? Anyway.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Child's what's trapping in the
anyway,
world?
Anyway, let me say this. Let me say this about Josh Allen. So, last game against the Cowboys, you think he played great?
No, he didn't do much.
He hit a lot of yards passing?
No, 94, I believe.
Did they win the game?
Yes, sir.
Right now, the whole team, not just Josh Allen. I know he's the franchise. That's what I call him. I call him franchise. He's a great player. He's an elite player. But right now, we don't need him to be elite. We need to get this win. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get in the playoffs. And then if you look at the whole team on defense and offense, they're playing inspired football.
True, cook.
They're playing desperate football. Listen, I want to go out there and get 300 yards. Yeah. I want to step on this, go out there and get 150, two touchdowns.
Yep.
We trying to win.
Yep.
So the only thing that matters right now is to get wins. They're going to L.A. to get a dub. Everything that Sean McDermott's been preaching all week is find a way to win. Find a way to win. Why is that? We want to get to the playoffs. And then we'll see that Josh Allen playing against the top competition where he balls out. Yeah. All they want to do is win this game, and they will. And guess what? I'm betting on them. You know why? Because I've been trapped and I play child support. So I got to make sure I win this game. Put that money on Josh Allen. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
You think you could get trapped
for
again?
For the holidays, though, right?
Oh, I ain't getting trapped no more. Oh. That damn days is something.
You don't think you could get trapped again?
I ain't 22 no more.
No?
You ain't trapped me.
Man. Making better decisions?
Sure. So if you get trapped once, so if Josh Allen already got trapped early in the
season,
well,
I mean, there's a reason I asked that question. Like, yeah, like you don't think you could get trapped again?
Well, I will say this. There's some young brothers that get trapped more than once.
Right. But not
one,
Shady.
But this one you on set with? Oh, my.
Not in that draft suit.
You can't get me like that, though, yeah. Mo.
So the point is, you've been trapped once. You know the consequences of that. You're going to be on it the next time.
10 a month, do that to you.
The Bills have been trapped before.
There you go.
They have done that several times this season, and they are still paying for it currently.
They
can't afford for this to be a trap game. A trap game is when you feel like this game don't really matter. We got them. To your point, playing down to your competition. Mm-hmm. They don't have the opportunity to do that. It doesn't matter if this team is good or bad. This bad team could keep you out of the postseason because you didn't make all these mistakes earlier in the season that you're paying for. So this can't be a trap game. It's unavailable. Every game the rest of the season for the Bills is a must-win game. Mm-hmm. They know that if they want to be in the postseason. So you can think that the Chargers ain't nothing. The Chargers ain't nothing can send you home.
True.
You're going to start booking your flights to Cabo because you ain't going to be in the postseason. So if anything, I would say next week's game against the Patriots could be a real trap game because if they beat the Chargers like we think they will, then they have the Dolphins coming up, which is a very serious game. You could overlook the Patriots. But the Bills don't really have the space to overlook anybody.
Yeah. Joe Taylor, real quick before you go.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Huh?
Are you talking to me?
I think Shady, I think
like she was giving a take, but she was talking to you. Like she wasn't talking about Josh Allen.
They got way back then, but they still paying for it. I'm thinking like,
yeah, that hurt.
You're talking to my mama. Like,
that hurt.
You the one that said you got trapped.
That was a personal take.
It was personal.
It was a personal take.
You know what? The American felt it, and I felt it too.
Listen.
It's all good, Shady.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah. No, I got I'm trapped playing. Too, Shady, just by the wife, man. I got two kids. They want off whites. They want Jordan.
That ain't trapped.
They want Santa.
That's ideal. What are you talking about?
They want Santa to bring all these gifts and all that under the tree, man. So, I'm spending money just like you spending money. It's all good, my brother. Right here.
He told us all the same.
This guy.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm trying to make sure, man, it's the holidays. You know everything's all good, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
God bless you.
I'm looking at your suit, bro. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they do say, it ain't if you got it.
Yeah. You buying gifts without knowing the gifts is being bought. You know what I mean? Oh, I bought that? Oh, that I guess.
Boy, that boy a fool, man.
Who bought that, your dad? Did he? You bought that dad? I guess.
Hey, that's all good. At least you're getting the credit, my brother. At least you're getting
that's
the credit.
That's true.
Yeah, you know. But, no, this ain't no trap game, because Josh ain't never been in these waters, right? Josh has been the number one seed for the last couple years. Mm-hmm. So when you come into games like this, you can relax a little bit. It could be a trap game. It ain't Jalen Hurts. It ain't Dak Prescott. It ain't, you know, whoever them good quarterbacks is, Lamar Jackson. It ain't them, so I can relax. It is win or go home for the Buffalo Bills. They are in playoff mode. So for me, the trap game can't even creep up in your mind because this is must win every week out for you. So you can't get trapped if it's a must win. And for Josh Allen, this is different waters, and he's playing lights out, you know, but I don't see them getting trapped because they know if they don't win, they do not get in.
Shady, quickly, take me into the psychology of the athlete. We talked about this before. Not of the getting trapped, of the athlete, well, Shady. Take me into the psychology of the athlete. So, Shady, you've been gifted, so gifted that you know you're looking across from you and the linebacker, he's sorry. The safety, he's sorry. The defensive lineman, he's sorry. You know it's a lot at stake, but you're like, I'm Shady McCoy. What are we talking about? I'm 2-5. What you talking about? Josh Allen, as much as y'all are saying, and I understand everything you're saying, it's a must-win game, blah, 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 all the things. Everything you're saying is right. It's brilliant. But at the end of the day, he knows Easton Stick is the other quarterback. He knows that Chris Tabor, that's the Panthers head coach. He knows that the current Chargers head coach is a non-experiential head coach. He knows they're going to win this game. Take me into the athlete, the psychology of the athlete. Is there any way he can have a letdown just because he's human and he knows, come on, man, they can't beat me. It's Zach Wilson. They can't beat me.
You know what? Sometimes as a player, you do get overconfident sometimes. But when you have a good coach, right, like Sean McDermott, they take that part out of the game, right? So a lot, like even with the Cowboys, I keep going back to that game, where we thought Josh was going to go crazy. Nah, coach took that out of his hands. Look, we're going to bully these boys running the ball. And if that don't work, all right, Josh, save us. Where Josh don't have to save the day right here. All they got to do is protect the football, be safe, and win the game. They are a better team. They're a better coach right now. Go out there and win this game.
No doubt.
You don't have to go out there and try to do everything just to win.
And for me, when you play in teams like this, I used to, mama, get in front of the TV early. I'm supposed to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I ain't on the Josh Allen roller coaster. But when I heard some of these stats that Josh Allen got and accomplished, I'm like, I might go on there with y'all one time. Dude, is about, if he scored three, no, for real, if he scored three more touchdowns,
he's
man.
He's 40, bro.
40 touchdowns, and he's the first player in NFL history to do that with the last 3-4 years. That's crazy.
He's 40, but bro.
You know, I know what you be saying, man, but this guy, this roller coaster too scary, Shady.
Today is his
he's
day.
Something else.
Like, you killed Josh on a regular, and now it's like you want, it's like you want to get him crazy. You have to?
No.
You be on the flip-flop. You on the flip-flop. Oh, my bad, Cole. I can't say
anybody. I've never been on the roller coaster, but when you hear stuff like that, I'm like,
man, that's who he is. Bray, a great
player. Those big roller coasters always look fun.
Man, I'm telling you.
James, is there a way Josh Allen can win the MVP?
Yes.
Great answer. Because that segues into the next topic. Brock Purdy, can he lock up the MVP? Throw away the key with the win versus the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens have the number one defense. If Brock Purdy beats the Ravens, I believe the MVP race is over with 2 games left. I think it's done with. America, come back to hear my thorough and detailed explanation as to why. That's next on Speak. Family, we're in a hurry up offense. I can't believe this show is coming to an end, but it's not over yet. Turn your volumes up for this one. Brock Purdy, he is currently the MVP front runner. Surprising words for a player who was a 7th round pick out of Iowa State. But I will tell you all this. I believe if Brock Purdy beats the Baltimore Ravens, he will lock up the MVP award, and it's very simple as to why. If you beat the Baltimore Ravens, all you have left is the Commanders. The reason I say all you have left is the Commanders, you take care of the Ravens and the Commanders, Brock Purdy gets to sit week 18. The Eagles cannot become the one seed. The Cowboys cannot become the one seed. The Lions cannot become the one seed. One seed is locked up. So Brock Purdy would have beaten the number one defense in football in the Baltimore Ravens. He would have beat the Jags. He would have beat the Eagles. He would have beat the Cowboys. He would have beat Lamar Jackson. What's that mean in translation? He would have beat Dak Prescott, formerly number one for MVP. He would have beat Jalen Hurts, formerly number one for MVP. He would have beat Lamar Jackson, at one point in time, number two for MVP. If Brock Purdy beats the Baltimore Ravens, the MVP award is over. Now, as a voter, I can promise you this. I'm not saying saying I am done assessing, but I can tell you the aggregation of all 50 voters will have an accumulation of points so much so that Brock Purdy will surely win if you beat the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's number two. A win by Brock Purdy would create greater distance between number one and number two. I think it's over if Brock Purdy wins. James Jones, what say you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. If he finds a way to get this one done, I believe it's over. I mean, you beat all those dudes that was in the conversation for MVP, and not only the two, Dak and Hurts, you beat them down. You know, so I don't know how this game is going to play out, but if he finds a way to win this game, I think the MVP is his. You are the best team in football. You have the number one seed in the NFC, right? You're going to beat the Commanders. You're going to have a really good record. I don't see how they take it from Brock Purdy if he goes out there and outplays Lamar Jackson and finds the way to win that game. You're right. Throw away the key, the MVP voting. I know you got to vote and you got to be political to the people, but we know who you're voting for if he go out there in a dominant fashion and win this ball game, because we already know you bang, bang, Niner gang. So
right.
With this,
that's what it is.
With this being said, if he gets this done, you know, and even just plays consistent like he's been playing, I think it's easily will be Brock Purdy's award.
With a win over the Ravens, I really can't say it. Probably, you're probably right, because they give it to the best quarterback on the best team. And if the Niners win and end up winning out and he doesn't play, he doesn't have any turnovers, that's what it's going to be. That's what the MVP award has become. There's just some football left to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't look good in this game...
Now, that's a question.
And then... But Lamar Jackson puts up a bunch of numbers and they lose, which is we don't really envision that happening. It doesn't really math, but it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ravens win their last two games. The next one's against the Dolphins. That'd be a big win. And Lamar has a 5-touchdown game. If Tyreek Hill breaks the record, which he's on pace to do, I think there's still just enough football left to play that the conversation could continue. But that's me kind of imagining that there's any kind of conversation about the MVP. And like the MVP award is kind of getting to the point where it's the NBA MVP. Like it's a narrative award and it goes to like a really good player that puts up the best statistics. And we don't really argue about the NBA MVP like that too much anymore because this is what it is. So I'm not diminishing it. It's just not going to be the conversation that it is normally.
Before you ask me this question, is this the MVP, the MVP, like the
yeah, the actual
to be?
MVP, yeah.
Or is this like the quarterback award that every Vegas and all these other people, which one you want to know?
Tell me how it's supposed to be.
Okay, first of all, you look at a guy like Tyreek Hill, right? Even though he missed the game last week, he's still on pace to make some historical numbers of 2,000 yards as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You hear what I just said?
Yep.
It's never been done before.
Never.
So he needs 150-some yards, right? 150 a game, yeah. Three more games, yep. to reach 2,000 yards. And if he does that, he should be the MVP. We've never, ever seen nothing like that before. It's been close.
Mm-hmm. Vision.
Been close, but it's never done. So I will go to Tyreek Hill. Now, but if Tyreek Hill doesn't get that, right, and if Brock Purdy keeps playing the way he's playing, I would give it to Brock Purdy. I'm going to give it to Brock Purdy. But I just hate how they make it like, okay, it's all quarterbacks. Even McCaffrey. Like, why is McCaffrey not being talked about?
Yeah,
it's crazy, though. Like, this. I hate this award now. I used to love it. Now, when I talk about players, I can't even talk about MVPs because everything's all about quarterbacks.
McCaffrey has 1,200 rushing yards, 13 rushing touchdowns, 1,800 scrimmage yards, 20 scrimmage touchdowns.
What are we talking about?
So he leads.
He has how many rushing yards?
1,300?
The last running back that got it was, what, 2000? AP, and he had 2,000.
No. That's just like, yeah, he might still hit that.
2003.
She's talking all-purpose.
Yeah, all-purpose.
All-purpose.
He's talking about rush.
Yeah. No, he's way over that in all-purpose.
Hold on, wait. He had a lot of touchdowns. How many touchdowns he got?
13 right now.
33 total.
No.
Rock 13.
Christian McCaffrey got
33. Christian McCaffrey.
I'm talking about McCaffrey. Who y'all talking about?
McCaffrey. McCaffrey ain't got 33 total.
No.
McCaffrey has 20 total.
20 total.
Oh, man. Hold up for a second. Rushing, right?
Total.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
It is.
He has 13 rushing touchdowns.
13 rushing.
But if you compare that to his point, Adrian Peterson had 2,097 rushing yards. I got to go to break. And LaDainian Thompson.
That's why this conversation becomes that every time.
When we return, we're revealing our picks for the games on the weekend. Every single pick. Shady, going to let you know who you need to bet on.
Because this dude looking
at somebody looking at your picks, your little sorry picks. Ain't nobody worth a little weak pick.
I took the Rams. Right?
Did you? No, you didn't.
You took the Rams?
No, I took their car in the face.
You take.
All right, family, let's have fun with this one. Christmas weekend picks. My surprise pick of the weekend has to be, I got the Browns over the Texans. I like Joe Flacco. I think he gets a 3-game win streak. I think they've won their last two, Joy Taylor.
I have the Ravens over the Niners. I have,
Oh, you got the Ravens.
Ravens. Yeah.
I love this game. Our group chat about to go crazy.
What else we got?
James, where you at, big dog?
I mean, I can't see that. I got the first one wrong already. I took the same. I mean, I know I sound crazy, but I got the Steelers, man, over the Bengals. I think
I might switch that. I've been picking my Steelers.
2-5, where you at, big dog?
Just nervous with the quarterback game.
I got Zach Wilson balling out winning that game. Come on, Zach Wilson. Bring it home.
Me and Shady got the
I got the Jets, too.
Man, you know what? Stop. All you do is cop with me all day, dog.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.